There's a video out called Babies Are Being Murdered Here, and now the producer, Marcus Pittman, is working on a new movie called Babies Are Still Being Murdered Here. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we're going to talk with Marcus Pittman, whose website is endabortionnow.com. Marcus, thanks for joining us on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, now this sounds, sure, this, I'm sure many of our listeners right now are very pro-life. Sometimes, you know, it can sound almost a little strident, but I know what you're just trying to do is tell the truth, right?
Yeah, so our movie, Babies Are Murdered Here, we did it about a little over five years ago now. And the point of that movie was really to show that we need to start using biblical language when we're speaking about abortion, because a lot of the Catholic pro-life movement has sort of kind of dumbed down the language of abortion and softened it, and we wanted to bring it back to a solid biblical understanding of sin and what God demands. And so that's kind of where the movie came from. It was controversial at the time because we were using the term murder to talk about what abortion was, and a lot of the pro-life movement didn't like the use of that word, and we got some negativity for that. But ever since then, you've seen like the language in abortion seems to be more stronger, and there's a lot more Protestant Christians getting out there and preaching the gospel and saving the lives of babies. So,
all right, now let me just say this: I will say, in the area of abortion, Catholics have just done a tremendous job compared to evangelicals. I mean, all things considered, but also we certainly have to say right up front that even though we believe this, that babies are being murdered in abortion, that does not mean and does not justify in any way violence against those who participate in abortion.
Correct.
Yeah, because I think this is important to bring out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible, it's good you mentioned that, because the Bible gives us the instructions for our civil magistrates to handle biblical justice, like Romans 13. They're the civil magistrates are the ones that terrorize evil, and God rejects vigilante justice. We see that throughout a lot of scripture, actually. So that's why the sequel for the movie we're working on is how we can end abortion by getting churches and Christians to go and speak before their local city government, their local city councils, and demand that their city councils declare their cities to be sanctuary states, much like a lot of liberals are doing with like they're creating sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants. And we're saying, well, if you can do it for illegal immigrants, then why not do it for babies? And so that's what the second movie is about, is more about the legal process and how the church should rise up like the Black Robe Regiment in the 1700s and, you know, help end this.
Hmm. And by the way, that is in reference to the time of independence and the fact that many clergymen, especially in New England, were preaching liberty. And in fact, I once, just real quick aside here, but I once interviewed Dr. Donald Lutz of the University of Houston, a great expert on America's early foundings and so forth. And he was saying that it was through those ministers, what you call the Black Robe Regiment or whatever, it was through a lot of those ministers that a lot of the founding fathers and a lot of the early Americans learned about people like John Locke and Blackstone and so forth. Not exclusively, but a lot of them did learn that, and that's very, very interesting. But going back to the subject of abortion, tell me about your own personal journey. How did you become pro-life? Did you always hold these views?
Well, I was pretty much always a Christian. I was brought up in a Christian home and stuff like that. So I've always been against abortion, but it wasn't really until I started hanging out with people that were going in front of the abortion clinic and ministering to people and saving lives of babies that I became involved. And what happened was I was seeing, these babies being saved from the abortion clinic, and there were women going into abortion. It wasn't at all like I expected. I thought it was going to be just like this really sad place, and where just women were crying as they're going into the abortion clinic. And I was shocked to find that women were like shaking their butts and laughing and like talking about how many kids they murdered and bragged about it. And it just completely blew me away. Like, I just, that wasn't the narrative I was expecting. Although there are women, obviously, who, you know, sex trafficking or something are in a situation where they're forced to have an abortion. Most of the women I saw and continue to see to this day are women who are bragging about it and boasting about it. And so I was like, well, this would be a really interesting film to show this side of abortion people don't see. And that's how I got involved in abortion. And then that led me to Jeff Durbin at Apologia Church. And we started End Abortion Now. And now we have 350 churches all over the country that if you sign up at endabortionnow.com, we send you everything you need after we talk to your elders to make sure that they approve. We send you everything you need from signs, the gospel tracts, to everything to go out there and save the lives of babies. And we even have a website where you get to log in and you can watch training videos on learn how to say and what to do and how to make sure that it's very gospel centered, and evangelistic. And, and so that's how End Abortion Now got started, pretty much all through the making of Babies Are Murdered Here. And,
You know, it's funny, you were mentioning earlier about the Catholic, and again, I have to point out, wow, the Catholic Church, again, has been way ahead of the evangelicals on this front, but let me just give one specific example.
Let me just say something, that's absolutely true. They have, like, always run the pro-life game, and it really wasn't until R.C. Sproul Sr. got involved in the 80s, and that's what I hope to cover in my film. R.C. Sproul Sr. was the one that really turned the Protestants around and got them involved in abortion. And so they have done a great job of creating a culture of life, but on the legislation front, I think they've done a terrible job. And so I think that's where Protestants have the worldview and understanding of God's law, I think, to properly make proper laws that can actually end this thing finally.
Well, and if you're mentioning Protestant leaders that are pro-life, don't forget D. James Kennedy. I think he was forefront.
Yeah.
You know, he was the ultimate founder of this radio station. Dr. James Dobson, you know, he was a Protestant and is a Protestant, and you know, was very strong in this subject. But going back to there is a Catholic priest named Father John Powell, and he wrote one of the earliest books about the whole thing called The Silent Holocaust, and he was very strong in the whole pro-life issue. And he once said that when a woman has an abortion, she either becomes guilty or hard. And he meant hard-hearted. In other words, and when you were describing earlier this almost party atmosphere on the part of some women going in for abortions, in some cases repeat abortions, that reminded me of that comment from him about the hard-hearted. And that's all kind of a veneer, and it's something, you know, waiting until the day if you know, by God's grace, they would ever accept the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Lord would penetrate their hard heart. You know, it's all this thick veneer. But I think that's very insightful, guilty or hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree that a lot of them, especially a lot, if you go to the abortion clinic a lot and you see a lot of the escorts that are helping escort women in there, they do it as a way to appease their conscience. So it becomes like I have to be overwhelmingly in favor of this thing in order to suppress my conscience from screaming at me anymore.
Wow.
Or
yeah.
You have to admit that you need to repent and trust in Christ for salvation. I think those are the two extremes you see.
It's interesting, too, because recently Georgia passed a law related to the heartbeat. You know, if the heartbeat of the baby can be detected in the womb, then abortion is not allowed. And Alyssa Milano of Hollywood is trying to, you know, organize this boycott against Georgia because of this law. She called the law, quote unquote, evil. So did Stacey Abrams, who ran, you know, for governor and did not win in Georgia. She called the law, quote unquote, evil. What are your comments on that?
Well, I don't like the heartbeat laws, but for different reasons.
Oh, okay.
the reason is because it puts the burden of proof to find the heartbeat on the abortion doctor giving the ultrasound. So I just don't think they're really effective in that sense, because I don't trust an abortion doctor to do that accurately. And in my movie, I actually, what I do is actually film an ultrasound technician who demonstrates to me how an abortion doctor gives an ultrasound. And a lot of those laws, it says they have to do an ultrasound, but it doesn't tell them that they have to switch the ultrasound into the heartbeat detection mode at all. So like there's no real enforceability with those laws. And also, as a conservative, I don't believe we should be regulating healthcare and businesses. I think we need to determine what is criminal and what is not. That's the government's role. And so, I'm against Obamacare for the same reasons I'm against, abortion clinics being ADA compliant. I think the government needs to stay out of that and then just focus on abortion as a criminal act and not. I think you give them credit. You give them too much credit when you make healthcare laws about abortion.
Okay, but so, the bigger issue I'm asking is just even the idea of calling a law that's trying to, protect unborn babies evil. I think that's amazing. I just think that's so astonishing.
It's definitely not evil. The law, I don't think the law is evil. I don't think it's the best thing.
Right, but I think we're in a situation like, Isaiah the prophet, where he says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Oh, yeah, they're past. I mean, they're boasting in, we live in a culture where people are boasting that they cut their body parts off and try to be another sex, So our whole culture is under judgment at the moment. And that's why, it's nice to see little things and bills and laws like this. But ultimately, as a people, we need to come together and repent and elect godly leaders that are not going to cave or to the lobbyists or whatever and stand on what's right in the Word of God. That's why it says, In the Bible, it says that to elect men among you that hate a bribe, that are trustworthy and fear God. And so, those are the people we need to elect in office, whether it's city council or state or federal,
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting, too, to see this battle between our elected officials related to the whole issue of life. I think the issue of a life is probably one of the most important things. It's like David Barton says, you show me where somebody stands on the issue of life, in other words, abortion, and I'll show you where that politician stands on virtually every other major issue.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, because it's such an indicator. And here we are in a situation where we have 60 million unborn babies, at least, that have been killed and murdered in the womb since abortion was legal. And, the liberals are always saying, oh, safe, legal, and rare. Really? You want it to be rare? Not really. We have less than a minute to go. What would you like to say that hasn't been said, Marcus?
Well, I would just like to have everybody go to anabortionnow.com. You can support the movie that way. And then real quick, before when it comes to talk about being safe, legal, and rare, what if we said, well, you know what? We should create ways where rapists can rape in a way that's safe, legal, and rare. Like, this is not how we deal with criminal acts. and why we have to speak about abortion as a crime and sin against God.
Wow. Okay, andabortionnow.com is your website. Marcus Pittman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Great, thanks. Bye-bye.